Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
Is that your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new Untold Story.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new Untold Story.
A new Untold Story.
It's a fresh, fake, untold story.
A new untold story.
A new untold story.
Do you feel like a man when you push her around? Do you feel better now as she falls to the ground?
All right, yeah. Are you Red Jumpsuit Apparatusing me? It's a good band name. Mm-hmm. I guess. That's an awful band name.
No. What the fuck does that even mean?
Hey, nice red jumpsuit. Oh, you mean my apparatus? What? You think jumpsuit is a descriptor?
Warped Tour, how the fuck are we feeling today?
Oh, God.
Probably pretty young, huh? Young and vulnerable. Probably a little naive, too. Most of you girls are way too young to have to worry about a boyfriend
beating you up. But when you get one and he hits you.
So I'll be the first to tell you.
This one's for you.
If any of you are worried about domestic abuse or you've been a victim and feel like you're alone, you can come to our tour bus after this. Because we in the pop punk community, we don't fuck with domestic abuse. We don't condone that shit. We just statutory rape.
There it is.
That's a thing, right?
All pop punk singers typically have teen mm-hmm. girlfriends. The apparatus, though, I think they were Christian rock. They became very Christian rock.
They were straight shooters.
Oh. We're still in the pop punk.
Sit tight, I'm going to need you to keep time.
That's Panic at the Disco.
Yeah. The only difference between suicide and martyrdom is press coverage.
Is that what the song is?
Hell of a name.
Is that what it is?
Real mouthful.
That's a real mouthful. They've had a ton of mouthfuls of songs.
Lying is the most fun a girl could have without taking her clothes off.
Yeah, they had like two sentence song titles.
Motherfuckers.
Their band name had two forms of punctuation.
Yeah.
They added an exclamation point, then took it away, and then they added it. They were going back and forth on the exclamation point. Thumbs down on what?
We're a visual podcast now.
I think a visual podcast is just a video.
That's something you wouldn't have been able to see that if you were just listening on Apple.
Yeah, you would have just
head over to YouTube.
Subscribe to the YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, thanks. And you'll be able to see visual things. Like, you would have typically just heard that fart noise, but you didn't know that there was a thumbs down accompanied with it. Mm-hmm. So do it one more time for him, Kyle. Yeah, pretty fucking good. Mm-hmm. This is our 50th episode, you know?
No.
Well, you can't. Are you just disagreeing?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's our 50th episode.
Okay.
Couldn't be here without bare bottom clothing, too. Did you know that, Kyle? That they're sponsoring us?
Right into that?
Yeah, why not? We'll knock it out. Because I'm wearing...
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I'm not to do this. And then they see you wearing that. No, I'm not saying they'd kill themselves because it's ugly. It says, just do it.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were fucking sneaky.
There's colors. Oh, no. I would never sneaky diss your colors. So for those of people that watch the Yak as well, Kyle has a date with a clown coming up. And not a clown as in like she's on like some clown shit
clown
Lewis.
She's like mad honest with me. She's not materialistic. She doesn't care about her clothes. She doesn't act like a witch.
People have been sending me recommendations for movies to do, mm-hmm. and they sent me Major Pain, I was like, oh, yeah, that's the most obvious one. Because she's...
She's a major pain in my ass.
That's what the movie's a play on, dude, that word. Yeah, but
they don't understand
that.
The subtle nuances of wordplay.
Yeah?
Like us.
Yeah, much like... Yeah. When people discover homonyms, we're out of a fucking job. What do you want to talk about? Some I brought up Twitter bios to you. I've been like obsessed with just whenever I get a new follower, I click and like read their bio. Mm-hmm. And there's almost like a scientific method to it. It's like it's always like there's two types of people. The person I always like is like they just describe themselves very generally, like God fearing father, but then they put in like one celebrity interaction that they've had.
Yeah, that's huge.
Like I think some people at the office like always saw something Dave says about him. I think is it like Glennie says like Guy Fieri said this to me, and then like that's like their proudest moment in their bio. So you'll click on somebody, it'll be like God fearing father, Colts fan, Questlove once called me a racist. Just like it's just
the father, husband, follower of Christ, coffee aficionado. Miss New Hampshire blocked me for raping her sister.
Yeah, it's just like one celebrity interaction that they've had, and it's
then it's like then you have the wave of the wokes, bipolar horticulture slut, defund LAPD. Charlie Kirk blocked me for calling him Charleston Quack.
Just like that's the two types, but it's always there's always some sort of interaction that they've had with somebody on there. It's always interesting to see.
90s nostalgia fanatic, lover of all things vintage. I drink and I know things. You're 42.
You're 42.
Go get your prostate checked. It's the size of a Furby. It's about to explode like a watermelon head from a Gushers commercial.
Their prostate's the exact size.
Oh, you just got the new Banjo Kazooie vintage tee from eBay. You're 42. Go see a urologist. Your dick hole is the circumference of a pog because you keep passing kidney stones the size of Tamagotchi pets.
Do you guys remember the tweet? The guy saying he had never seen Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. That guy was awesome.
You're missing out. Maybe. You're missing out on being a multimillionaire. Keep your movie. Yeah. He has a great bio.
He was like the guy. Oh yeah, he never saw Star Wars because he was making millions.
He was making millions and like sleeping with women.
Oh,
so his bio is Master Poe, Andrew Tate, Emir of the Islamic Caliphate of Tatistan, genius, K1 world champion, pronoun king.
That rules.
That's not a pronoun.
Not at all.
I teach the deserving how to be rich.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah. What was that like? Was that like some like fantasy mixed in? What was the city?
Tatistan?
Is that a place?
I guess.
Shit.
Who knows?
But he came out and he was going re-viral this week saying he makes his girlfriend make him two coffees every morning. He drinks one and throws the second out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is that?
He said if he has to be ready to defend her life, she has to do her fucking job and make him two coffees every morning.
That doesn't explain anything.
So why does he throw? Yeah, it doesn't explain it.
Does he drink one coffee, then throw it out? Does he throw it out first? I don't give a fuck. But speaking of Twitter, what about that thread of like the chick? She was just like comedians shocked, like that they don't have to say.
Oh, I have it. I have the screenshot for sure.
Sprimp.
Yeah,
the Sprimp girl.
She was just like, comedians don't realize that like that the shrimp typo made me laugh harder than any joke.
Whenever some rancid comedian goes off about how you aren't allowed to be funny anymore or jokes are impossible without being nasty, I think of how someone posted a menu that had misspelled shrimp as sprimp and how I laughed so hard I nearly threw up. 48,000 likes. It's the population of Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah, that is exactly
like
Saginaw.
Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
But are comedians just going to get up on stage now and say typos? Just get up on stage and be sprint. Like, no, they're going to go up and be like, shrimp.
And nobody's going to laugh. Rice.
And then they'll have to explain, no, like I said it, but it's spelled wrong. It's a typo. And
yeah, just saying typos is
you're the, saying yeah, typos.
That's what they want.
That's the new my new
ladies
special.
And gentlemen, Michael Richards. Yeah, and this crowd is a lot bigger than I expected. You know, the motherfuckers in San Antonio were big, but you guys are bigger.
You guys are all. Oh. Jesus Christ. I feel like we got off track. You have a date with a clown coming up.
I do not have a date with a clown.
You have a date with, or you're going, well, you're, have you, you follow each other on Instagram?
Yes.
And have you DM'd?
We have exchanged DMs.
How many? Over 10?
I don't know.
Your jaw juts when you lie and you just look like the DreamWorks moon. A boy's fishing off that chin. You're lying. How many?
I don't know.
Check.
So yeah, I was...
A clown came in, painted our face, and we all joked that she was into Kyle because we joke that girls are into Kyle. It's never true.
Is it always just a big joke?
Yeah.
It's not stemmed from any bit of reality.
No,
it's this fantasy.
This is the outlier that makes it true.
Okay, well, the clown DM'd me.
She DM'd you first.
She said, I just watched the stream. It was very funny. Do those guys always pick on you like that?
A clown saying something funny is the highest form of a compliment. But you're going to take her out on... You have to take her out on a date.
Do you think
it'll be hard to date a clown? Like, whenever you bring flowers, she's like, you hand them to her and she's mad that they don't like squirt her. Hey, these are for you. She's just staring at them, waiting for water to spritz out from the center.
Stop.
What? Am I pissing you off?
Yeah, it's just not.
She thought you drove a limo and it's just like a Toyota Camry sedan. It's the biggest car I've ever seen.
She is petite.
You took her to Foot Locker and she thought it was a baby shoe store.
Okay.
She thinks Complex sneaker shopping is sad because it's a bunch of baby shoes that are never worn.
Okay.
Balls her eyes out. When was the last time you messaged her? People want to hear about this. I don't. I think it's disgusting.
It's ongoing. On and off. Hours, sometimes days of a break.
She just calls the Joker movie Joaquin.
Oh my god! Or now I'm not going to do it. Can't deal with this shit.
Oh man, I don't know. It could be awesome. I have more clown jokes if you want.
Okay, yeah. What else?
She's going to put your balls in her hand, and then when she opens them up, you're going to have three, like the foam. Yeah. She's going to be cranky when she's off her cycle because it's a unicycle.
Let's hear the third one.
I don't have any more.
That's it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think you should go on. I think for my sake, you should go on these dates with a clown.
For your sake. Yeah. I don't know. I might. She suggested drinks. Still sober.
Okay. So you could go. It's a clown. That's like that's a great sober. Because when was the last time you were on a sober date?
Never.
High school?
Never.
You used to pretend to be sober and pretend to be drunk in high school.
I would have to because I didn't drink for the majority of my high school career.
But you would go to parties.
I would. And sometimes I would pretend to be drunk, but I was too shy to actually do like any of the common verbal drunken tropes.
So what's
you're just standing in silence with a drunk face?
One time I just pretended to be asleep for 15 minutes to get out of a game of Never Have I Ever that got a little too sexual. And I remember it was...
And did you ever do them? Did you ever do any of them?
Yeah. Okay. It was... One was like, Never Have I Ever... They were freaks.
Yeah.
Never Have I Ever like had sex with two different people in the same day. And I was like, did you say sex or head? Oh, sex, then no. Never got a blowjob.
No.
Not even one.
Nobody's ever seen your penis.
Never.
So was it awesome? They were just like, oh, he's passed the fuck out. Like that was like a mission accomplished.
This was once. I remember it was like summer after sophomore year, one of my wrestling teammates from Pittsburgh was having like an intimate grad party. So he just invited like me and two of our other teammates.
You put on your best jumpsuit apparatus.
Yeah, and he was like, my parents are cool as shit. They don't care if we drink. And I was, and the other teammate was like, I'm bringing my girlfriend and three of her friends.
Great.
They love wrestlers. They're the old school type of slutty.
What's that mean?
I remember thinking the same thing, but I didn't want to question
that. The old school type of...
I remember vividly, he was like, they're the old school type of slutty. What? I was like... And I was like, that might mean something that I should know.
Like Mary Magdalene? You have to just wash your feet?
Yeah. They ran through Mesopotamia and got syphilis. I don't know. They fuck Elvis impersonators.
They fuck Elvis. Yeah. The old school type of slutty.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah. So we get there and and they all start drinking, and I pretended to mix a SoCo and lime. I remember this. But it was all lime in like a droplet of SoCo.
Okay.
I was pretty much just I was pounding lime juice like I was like cramming for a scurvy test. And I was like, all right, they're all drunk. Three guys, three girls.
Yeah.
Or four guys, four girls. And I was like, we start playing like Never Have I Ever. And instead of fucking acting drunk conventionally, I just started to like doze off.
That's like that.
Cause to get out of the conversation.
I bet. And like, that's like, oh, Kyle's a legend. He passed the fuck out. Did they like?
No, they did not think it was legendary. They were just like, I remember someone was like, is he off a bean? And I was like, I don't know what that means. Oh,
and you were like, yeah, I am off.
And then I just like did like 15 minutes straight of just full blown passed out where they had fun.
So I didn't get invited to parties, but I pretended to be hungover like the next morning, like at school. I was better at pretending to be hungover.
What would you do?
Squint. Fuck. I'm just waiting. Nick, is that all right? Are you all right? Yeah, I'm just hungover. From what? Party.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't. I never drank. My first drink was like freshman year of college.
Really?
Yeah.
I did some senior year.
But it was my first party. I didn't know how to work a keg, but I like got in line. I paid $5 for a cup. My first ever college party. Mm-hmm. They had like a DJ. I'm like, it felt like a fucking, not to be a cliche, it felt like a movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Walk into this house.
It was probably made into a movie. I'm schmacked.
It was during that same time.
Yeah.
And so I had my buddy Cleveland.
Hold on. Keep talking. Hot as shit.
Big kids bop shirt today. All right. So I walk in there and I like fill up my first beer. I take my first drink. I've tasted beer before, so I was not surprised by the flavor profile. And I just started drinking away. I get like through half of my cup. I'm like, oh man, I'm like on my way. I'm like, my feet are starting to tingle.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work its way up. And then my boy Cleveland, my first college party, goes upstairs. I'm like, oh fuck. He's like, might go get pussy.
Yeah.
And then he sprinted down the steps. He's like, we got to go. I just clogged the toilet. So I was at my first college party. Like water started to come through the ceiling. So I was at my first college party for like 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
Yeah.
But that was the lowest point of the night, right?
We just went back. We left.
So my first college beer, it was the Saturday that I moved into college. I remember I crack open my first beer. I'm with Natalie Palmer
from
Wheeling.
Yeah.
She was the only other girl from my hometown that went to Kent. Maybe.
Yeah.
I remember I bought a beer from a frat guy for like $5. I crack it open on the sidewalk and a cop comes and arrests me.
Your first college beer, you got arrested. Were you 100%? Did you take a drink?
100%. I've tweeted about it. And I probably had a couple sips. So I'm dead sober, getting arrested in front of my wrestling teammates. And I freak out and I start like pleading with the officer. I'm like, I can't. I'm on the wrestling team. And they,
That's really, do you think about that a lot?
Yes. Ugh. And I fucking got in, they put us in a van. She's crying. I'm just dead inside. Cause I think I'm going to get kicked off the team.
Yeah.
And I have to spend the entire night in like the holding cell.
What was your,
until
sober
5 a.m.
holding cell? Just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Did you use the bathroom?
No. But like the guys with me were like on heroin.
and your first weekend of
they
college.
They weren't shitting, but they were trying.
They're too constipated. They're just
that was my first weekend.
So it was just a bunch of constipated nodding off guys.
Yeah.
My first night of college, I took a sip of what they said was jungle juice. Later found out it was just Everclear orange juice and Xanax.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Hit my lips, woke up 14 hours later.
My God. Jesus.
Yeah, you could have died.
Everclear and Xanax?
That's, yeah, that's just like, I think you're safer hanging yourself. Yeah. No, I'm hanging myself. Yeah.
Right, you,
no,
just yeah. The
but
news
wait,
for
did
me.
You, what was that your, was my what first. Was your penalty?
I got in trouble from the team, but like nothing. I didn't get kicked off, just in trouble.
Okay.
But the whole team did.
Did like, you eventually like.
Then that was my first weekend of college. My last weekend of freshman year, the season's over. So like we don't have to, or like the school year's over. So I don't have to worry about like drug tests for wrestling anymore. So I finally decide I'm going to try weed. So I go with my weed boys to there's the May 4th Memorial.
Cause that's where everybody was shot in that field.
So
right.
We go. Yeah. So we go it in what I thought was a forest, but if you go back and look, it's a memorial with like three trees and we light up a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Cop comes
immediately.
I freeze. They're like, let's run. I don't run.
Did
I just
they
drop
run?
The bowl and then get arrested my last week.
Your last week of freshman.
Last weekend. Yeah.
And what was your penalty with that?
I just lost my scholarship.
So the thing that you've worked since fifth grade for, the thing that your parents
tirelessly from
you had zero fun.
Second grade, I went to a travel club in Pittsburgh.
So second grade on, the thing
I
you
traveled
worked for,
the United States
you
spent
lost.
Every day.
Because the goal of
training,
wrestling is to get a scholarship.
That is the pinnacle of wrestling success pretty much. There's like the Olympics, but that's like the 0.001%. And then there's just, you know, getting college paid for.
And you got that.
Yeah.
But then lost it.
Yeah.
I was talking, we went out one weekend with one of your childhood friends, Derek. And he said that you guys were next door neighbors. You had an 8 p.m. bed. Like you had to go in at 8 p.m. every night, even in like the summer.
Yeah. 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
time.
Even like when you had friends,
it was like
over.
Right after Rugrats. So I had to watch Rugrats, then it was bedtime.
Lights out.
Brush
done.
My fangs. Bedtime.
Your mom said brush your fangs because you were obsessed with vampires as a kid.
I don't think
I found that little journal of yours.
We'll put
and
that
page.
In the, we can put that in the mystery box.
The book.
Yeah. You can put your foreskin in.
My foreskin. Nah. I'm giving that to my lady. I'm proposing with.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Want to get some diamonds set in it?
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's sweet. Because he was saying there was one night where they had a tent set up. And you had a friend come sleep over.
Had Shelton come sleep over. It was a tent in their backyard. And we're telling stories.
Having fun.
In the tent. Ghost stories. I don't know what else. But my mom like knocks on the tent, which is...
Doesn't make
doesn't
sound.
Doesn't really do it.
It shakes, yeah.
She's like, Kyle, you have to come. It's past your bedtime. It was like 10.
But you had a friend over.
And like Shelton got to stay.
In the tent.
Yeah. And I had to go sleep and hear them.
You heard, because your
like,
room
I heard them making fun of me.
So, because Derek was like, oh, yeah, you had always had to go brush your fangs.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That was before you had braces. I want to do a quick ad here. Kyle, you sleepy? You have no energy?
No.
None? What about now? That was me hitting me with a black rifle.
Oh, shit. Uh-huh. Oh, fuck. Uh-huh. Is that, we're on that shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on that shit. What's wrong with a veteran-owned coffee company serving premium coffee to people who love America?
Mm-hmm.
Veteran, CEO founder Evan Hafer, spent over 7 years on the ground overseas with U.S. Special Forces as a CIA contractor. And now, he's making Joe. And it's damn good. Filled with caffeine. It's high quality coffee beans from all over the world. They roast 5 days a week at their facilities in Manchester, Tennessee and Salt Lake City, Utah. You ever been? What's the population of Salt Lake City?
Probably 200,000.
Probably. The best way to enjoy Black Rifle Coffee is joining a coffee club. You pick your perfect roast and it'll be delivered to you. They'll take care of the rest. It's free to sign up. You get free shipping, discounts on partner brands, and it's early access to new products and club exclusive products. My phone's cracked. It's
shut up.
I'm trying Black Rifle. Sorry. Go to blackriflecoffee.com/
199.7K.
So you were. Yeah, sure.
Kids good.
Kids damn good. Go to blackriflecoffee.com/anus. Use code anus today to get the freshest coffee in America shipped to you. I'll do that. Won't you? Won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this weekend, stumbled into a jazz festival after driving my McLaren 765 LTE into the Transylvanian mountains. Made $35,000, did 350 push-ups, and went home with a couple of 19-year-olds.
Who's tweeted that? That guy?
That guy tweeted that?
Oh, hell yeah. A couple.
He rocks.
Is that like, is he playing a character?
I think he's
Transylvanian
serious.
Mountains. I guess that is like a real place.
Transylvania?
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're like the vampire guy.
I'm the geography guy.
And the vampire guy. So you should absolutely know.
I think it's
know.
Like Romanian or something.
Yeah, but I think Transylvania's still around, isn't it?
No, the same day he tweeted that, he tweeted in quotes, I'm a good driver for a woman. Good for a woman is like smart for a kid. Still shit.
We need to hire him.
Yeah, he'll be hired next.
Sprimp.
I need Sprimp.
I'm just picturing.
We need to hire the Sprimp guy.
I'm picturing like a table of like teal headed they thems at like a Chinese restaurant in Williamsburg, just snorting in laughter at Sprimp on the menu. Because like the owner who just emigrated from Guangdong.
Just got here.
He just came got from, here Guangdong from Guangdong. And just like had a miss. He didn't know how to translate shrimp fried rice properly.
Right. But they're having
just
the time
laughing
of their lives.
In his face.
Oh, it's
in
such
his
a simple word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they're like.
And they're having well over their caloric limit.
Oh, yeah.
They go to Chinese restaurants for the buffets for the smiley fries.
Yeah, and they're like, so Shane Gillis is a literal Nazi.
As they're making fun of, yeah, this guy trying his best to get a sliver of the American dream, whatever's left of it,
mm-hmm.
only to be ruined. Oh, my God.
Sorry that you are less funny than when someone says, give him the old razzle dazzle.
That, what was that?
That's that same thread.
Same thread.
Is that her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She kept going.
She kept going and going.
You, comedy is dead now that I can't say slurs. Me, quiche board, Luigi board, Ouija board.
I don't understand that one in the slightest bit.
What?
Because there's a quiche board and so there's a Ouija board, like, but there's no Luigi board.
What does she think is funny there?
I don't know what she thinks is funny.
Like, Luigi sounds like Ouija. So Luigi board.
But why did she say quiche?
Quiche board, yeah.
Because there's no such thing as a quiche board either. It's just quiche.
I don't know.
What did she say?
Her own personal submission to the spelling error corner of comedy. It's just, it's beautiful, but she spelt it wrong.
I laughed so hard I nearly threw up.
Threw up and cried.
You
and
nearly
shit.
Threw up because you have rotavirus. You're 4 years old.
You're the reason Batman's son is bi. Not Batman, Superman. Superman's son is bi.
Superman.
They made a son bi.
What's his son? I didn't know he had a son.
Yeah, he had a son.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, Superman cishet. And then his son bi Japanese twink boyfriend.
The fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to the old days?
What the fuck happened
Superman,
to the old days?
Superman fell off.
I'm trying to.
Literally. Christopher Reeve walked so Jonathan. Or he didn't. He rolled so Jonathan Kent could.
Is that his son's
fuck
name?
Guys and girls.
Yeah, so Superman's only weakness is kryptonite. And then Superman's son's only weakness is kryptonite and pussy and wieners. So every person.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of a kryptonite joke. Grip so tight, like a man butt. I don't fucking know. And a pussy. Superman's son is bi.
That's fine.
He's got a boyfriend. It's fine. It's fine. No, people.
I love
are
the idea of like
that.
Having like an emotional connection to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, it's DC.
Yeah.
You want to try that again?
Sprimp.
Yeah. Sprimp. Fucking sprimp.
Sprimp.
I need to learn an Obama impression.
No, you don't.
Yep. New character.
Working yes,
on,
you do.
Working on a new character.
Maybe don't.
And this is a visual show now.
Let's workshop it.
It's a new character called Spurlock Obama. It's Morgan Spurlock and Barack Obama combined. That's all I have so far, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anything? Oh, Michelle, I'm going to eat these hamburgers. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to take off. You like it?
No. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I just thought
do this.
Spurlock Obama. Michelle. I don't care if about
what is. What do you mean, Spurlock
obesity?
Obama?
Because
Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah,
like that was like the one thing that you found that rhymed with Barack.
Give me one more.
Rock. A rock.
A rock. Yeah.
Fuck. All right. Do a rock Obama.
Iraq Obama.
Go do it.
I don't even know how to do that.
9/11.
Do your Iraq impression.
Wasn't that bad.
Oh, that was good.
Thanks.
There we go.
I don't know. I thought there was some parallels with Michelle Obama and like childhood obesity.
Yeah, there is.
There's tons of legs on that.
Didn't Morgan Spurlock, doesn't he like follow you?
Yeah, we're friends.
It's a big one.
He's self-canceled.
Really?
He's like, I'm going to get out ahead of this. I've abused women.
Do you feel like...
I'm just going to like...
Warped Tour, Chula Vista, I can't fucking hear you. Scream if you've been a victim of domestic abuse.
Holy shit.
I'm
dudes
just gonna get out ahead of this
girls.
Face down by the red jumpsuit apparatus was written about me.
Hey girl, you know you drive me crazy.
Like there are that's the first line of the song. So is he admitting to like, yeah, like you drive me crazy. This is why.
Yeah, I think that's his, like he's giving the reasons.
Kyle. Tell me about how
tell
I can get rid of my
about Manscaped.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween? Why was cat emphasized?
Oh,
why
is
cat in all caps? Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween?
What?
No, George.
What?
It's shaving your balls with anything other than Manscaped.
Yeah.
When it comes to below the waist grooming, there's no need to carve your pumpkins this Halloween because Manscaped, you see, well, those things aren't mutually exclusive, but Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from a bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar.
Yes.
And join the 2 million men.
Is that about making your dick look bigger?
Was that it?
I think so.
They're using my technique where you just shave like the very tip top.
You shave a Norwood 3?
Norwood 3. Yeah, join the 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code ANUS. Have you ever tried to trim your balls and it turned into a Freddy Krueger film?
Yeah.
It turned into like an abstract piece of art.
Yeah.
It turned into a DVD. Well, luckily,
what the fuck? Yo,
my dick is a Blu-ray
is a
disc.
Blu-ray disc. What the... God damn it. I need Manscaped.
Well, luckily, Manscaped is here to save the day and make sure you're smelling fresh with their new refined body wash. Fellas, the ladies love their signature scent, and it will scare away those vampires.
Really?
That's what it
brought up vampires.
Yeah. Unlock your confidence with the Performance Package 4.0. Yeah, what is it?
Is it a DVD again? It's always happened.
Inside, you'll find the holy grail of men's grooming items. They've made it easy for you to upgrade your grooming routine. It's a full moon. It's a full moon out, and the werewolf in your pants is howling. It's time to tackle the
problem.
That's
a Shakira song. You sound like Shakira.
Do I?
Yes.
Fuck.
Do it.
No.
Do the rest of the ad. Shakira the rest of the
ad. I think you're fucking with me.
No, you sound. He sounds just like Shakira.
Yeah, you do.
Did I sound just like Shakira?
I swear to God.
Let's... end it on a high note, right? Let's end it at that because it's only down from here. It's time to tackle the problem with the Lawnmower 4.0. Their finely tuned pube products feature a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. Thanks to their advanced, they have the skin safe technology. You know all about that. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker. You know about that. A total game changer to your men's hygiene routine. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ANUS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped.com, code ANUS.
Really, really good deal. And I need to shave my pubes because I've been combing them out. I have a bald spot right in the middle.
Yeah.
And so I just push it over. And when girls see that, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, when they see that, yeah.
Yeah. What?
Okay, yeah.
You sounded just like Shakira. Do it.
No.
Everybody has a...
This time for...
Do it.
I don't.
You do. Shakira wants.
We're not Shakira-ing.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
I could talk. Oh, my buddy.
Why were you telling like Vibs and Kelly and Rhea that you were bad at sucking nipples?
Bad? Oh, because I'm fucking... The nipples are elusive.
You're not bad.
What?
You're not.
Yes, I am.
Okay. What were you going
to
say?
I'm always chasing it around like I'm trying to get like a straw. Mm. This is always...
You're not that bad. Trust me. Nah.
My buddy Logan, his wife is a guidance counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And her school, the special needs class, they hired this new teacher straight out of college to teach the special needs class. And they decided to do recycling week. Mm. And... So when they like recycled enough, they like filled up a bag of like recyclables. They got an R to put on their locker. The special needs class did.
Oh no.
And it's like, that's like the scarlet letter too. And this 100%
hear me out, would be convenient at integrated public schools.
Integrated?
Mm-hmm.
Like desegregated?
Integrated. That's what they use. I was in the field.
Oh yeah?
It's not.
Why would that be convenient?
I don't know. Separate, you know, but you know, who needs shoved in the line.
But that's they're a couple I go to. I know them. Logan's a very old friend, but we rekindled our friendship because we go to board game conventions together.
No, you don't. Yes. Actually, yes, you do.
Yeah, I go to PAX East in Philly, and then I go to Origins. Is my
you go to you go to board game multiple. Conventions plural?
Yeah.
Where have you been and when?
I go every year in Columbus to Origins. It was canceled last year, and then PAX East in Philly. And I just go and I like it's
what is the scene there?
Well, there's like a Pokemon trading card room, the TCG trading card game. And then there's like the board game room. And it's just you meet with the creators. I was pitching a board game at the time. And then
is that something like that's like an option? Like there's like a series where you can pitch your own, or did you do that? Unsolicitedly,
I
you
just brought
pitched
it
a
up.
Board
I
game.
I brought it up like organically.
You didn't brought. You pitched a board game.
I'll go up and I'll talk to like creators of the game. I'm like, oh, some of these mechanics are like similar to mine, my game. And they'll be like, they don't give a fuck. But going to those, have you ever been the most handsome man by a large margin at a group of over 5,000 people?
No.
Go to a board game.
Absolutely not.
I'm not even the most handsome man. The most
you
handsome
were the hottest guy
being.
There.
Oh my God.
I hate that I believe
and
that.
And those do, it's very believable. And I don't even get myself like looking good. I just go. I roll right out of bed.
They thought you were.
I walk in there with a bounce.
They're stunned.
Yeah. They get the dudes get pissed. The girls there.
Who are the girls there? Jeez.
The board game convention girls?
Are they board game guy girlfriends or that's
no,
an oxymoron?
No. That is non-existent. No, the girls that go are also enthusiasts, but like. If they took the time to, like, you know, do their makeup, mm-hmm. like, get ready, like, you know, took, like, you know, how long does it take a girl? A couple hours to get ready?
Put a little
if they did that, they'd be grotesque. but, yeah, people would go and just, like, I've seen fist fights over, like, limited edition Meeple, which is, like, the little human cutouts. So, like,
yeah,
it's, mm-hmm. it's awesome. I love going.
It's a confidence boost, it sounds like.
I go there for the love of the game.
You fuck with board games that hard?
I've made one.
You made one?
Yeah. I made two.
Put that
games.
In the mystery box.
The board game? Fuck
that. Is,
no,
like, is there yet. A physical board game invented by you?
There was the first draft, but it would need some critiquing after some playtesting. Okay. What?
Jesus. Huh. Brave of you to admit.
It took me this long. Yeah. It's about like, I took a board game. I took a board game class.
Oh, dude. You're 29. Go get your prostate checked.
Fuck you.
It's the shape of a boppet.
My prostate. What's a prostate regularly shaped like, Kyle?
Know. Probably like a plum. Standard plum.
Standard plum, yeah. Probably. Or a tangerine. Those are like-sized fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but they were like, make a game of something that you're afraid of. It's like a Gary Vee kind of guy, but for board games. So he's fat. And I did one of like, it's about public restrooms. So like you have
what's
to like
concept.
It's called You're in Trouble. It's a great board game name.
Yeah.
It's a great board game name. And you have to like finish your work day without using the bathroom. But you have like every time you roll a five or a six, yeah, it's an advantage because you get to move more. Mm-hmm. But you have a bladder and it, you add to that. And if you piss yourself, it's a really good game.
What do you mean you have a bladder?
You have a little bladder.
How does that express?
You add urine tokens to the bladder every time you roll a five or a six. Seven urine tokens, you pee your pants, you get to empty the bladder, but then you have to do one more task to finish the workday. It's a race against the clock.
Why don't we play?
You're in trouble?
Yeah.
It's not ready yet. I've only been working on it for like 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. But yeah, you guys need to come.
I want to tailgate there.
I'm fine with you going.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine with you going.
You think I'll run swipe game?
What's that?
I don't know.
What the fuck is swipe? Like, you're going to purchase the board? Yeah, yeah, please do.
Yeah.
I don't have enough space in my apartment for all the board games I have. I probably have like $2,000 worth of games. Some limited edition, some expansion packs, some crowdsourced, some straight. I have an autographed copy of a game.
Hmm.
What?
What do you think about when you're trying not to come?
Me?
Yeah. Is that a proven technique?
No.
I love when like gross guys like offer up their techniques. Like I think about like the yellowish keratin erupting from a malignant cyst, like a water balloon filled with cottage cheese.
What the fuck? That'll just make me come and then puke on the girl.
No, I mean, like, you don't have to look at anything. You don't have to think about anything gross. Just look down.
Look at you.
Look at your like, misshapen, razor-burned cock sloppily puncturing a three-dimensional flesh wound of a woman, of a displeasured woman whose pussy is solely lubricated from the sweat dripping off your chins. Just look at that. Look at yourself fucking. Look at your...
Where'd this come from?
Just thinking about that. I was thinking about board game guys.
Board game.
Look at your dick. Look at you fucking. That should be gross enough.
The saddest sight is board game dads who bring their kids that don't want to be there. They'd rather go to fucking Getty's. They'd rather do a historical vacation.
They have kids. They procreate. Definitely adopted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Step.
I can't wait to go this year.
Where is it?
One's in Columbus. One's in Philly. I'll go to the Philly one.
We should do a video there.
You want to? No, because I don't want you to make fun of it. It's awesome. It's like, we're a really tight-knit community.
We would satirize it playfully.
How so?
Wholesomely.
How so?
Oh, we'd mock them.
Yeah, mock them for having a cool interest.
I don't mind that. I love board games. I think that's fine.
But?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
All right, what would you rather me be? You want me to be a fucking, like a mommy blogger?
First off, mommy bloggers get a lot of shit for people who deserve a modicum of less shit.
What?
What
does that mean?
They do deserve a lot of shit, but they get a little bit more than they should.
Mommy bloggers.
Yeah.
Why? You're defending.
I am.
Why?
What the fuck? Like, what? People are always like, oh, mommy bloggers are so like corny and like they're toxic for like publicizing their child's entire life.
Are they not?
Yeah, they're obsessed with the human life they created and want to rave about them. I mean, that's not like traumatic for the child to grow up and be like, my mom loved me so much that she devoted her life to praising me publicly as a hobby.
Yeah, but
don't try to fight mommy bloggers. Nick versus the Chad mommy blogger.
The Chad mommy blogger?
A literal Chad mommy blogger would be fire, though.
From
the nation
Africa.
Of Chad. Like, their fertility rate is like 9.5.
Not what does that on a scale of? Is that like, are you reviewing a pizza?
No, fertility rate. Like, that's like the amount of children that the average women in the country have.
They have nine.
I don't know if it's 9.5, but it's high. It's probably 6.
Really?
In Chad, yes.
I was,
They would have content for days. Like the Lindley Smith from Salt Lake City wouldn't hold a candle to Mafaditu Abduli from N'Djamena, who's 20 years old, has 13 kids, 7 of whom are tenured cattle herders already.
Jesus Christ.
Every day would be a different month anniversary. Like that fucking calendar blanket would be like stained like Tupperware.
You done?
A Chad mommy blogger.
Chad, the virgin Nick versus
Can you tell
the Chad?
This little one is excited for his first day at the textile mill? Yeah. Utah-ho's got to watch out.
Utah-ho's. Is that where the mommy blogger is typically based out of?
The core is
they need to live somewhere originated where there's fall. In Utah. It's always fall for mommy bloggers.
Okay, that's the fall archetype is more like southern, like yeah. North Carolina.
Big hat, tall boots.
Yeah.
But I think the Chad mommy blogger has legs.
Maybe not.
maybe she stepped on a mine.
Oh no. Yeah.
Yeah, we could work with that.
There might be, I don't know.
What's a city in Chad?
N'Djamena. Why are you laughing, dude?
Because it sounds like it hurt when you said it.
N'Djamena. Yeah.
Oh man.
Is that your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say like, no, that's a new untold story. Yeah,
yeah. Hey, is that story old or told?
Fuck no, baby.
That's a new untold story.
A new untold.